girl here, Peter Daly, is excused. She let me know, I imagine she, P.J. Gaffer?
Yep.
Joan Hansen is probably still stuck. And Dwayne Wallace?
Here.
I guess I don't see a call to the public, but that's not any of us, so we're done with that. We can start with new business, and Danielle, you're okay with letting Carrie go first, so I'm going to ask that we put number five to number one, and then I think we can stay with the same. I don't think so. I already asked. Nina said I can do that. That's one of my few powers.
I guess
over there, yeah, because we do record. Oh, it's even videoed?
Well, it was, but we got to put the video card back in.
Okay, Dwayne, you said you had this packet. This packet.
I forwarded it.
Okay.
Months ago. So
okay. My name is Carrie Gustafson. I'm director of the museum up in Obisbee.
Make sure you talk into the microphone.
Okay, hello. In 2015, the museum took lead on the Grassy Park Revitalization Project. Actually, the formal title was the Coppoquin Plaza Park, where we worked with the city of Bisbee, Freeport-McMoRan, and the museum to bring some beauty back to the park and get rid of the dirt and dying trees and drug dealers and cigarette butts. And that was the first phase. And what we did was we brought the park, we used the photos from our archives. In the 1930s, it was just beautiful. So we tried to bring it back to kind of the beauty of the 1930s. Kaylin represented, I think, the Bisbee Bloomers
yep.
at that point, and were at all the meetings. That was the first phase. The second phase, which Danielle and Sloan helped with, was the art in the park. And I'm looking at this lighting project as kind of the third phase. The park is owned by the city of Bisbee, as is the museum building, but the museum is a private nonprofit independent organization. And we're just taking lead on this because it's kind of a continuation of what we already started. So we have funding to bring light to the park. The funding is coming from the county supervisors. And they're interested in this project for the safety and security in increasing the lighting in the park at night. And so what we've done here is Al Hopper helped me, and both he and his electrical contractor volunteered their time and their expertise to put this packet together. It sat for about a year and a half on Andy's desk. So that's why we want to bring it back. And
then it got burned
up.
It probably got burned up, too.
No, anyway,
I think
it's out
go
there.
Ahead. Sorry.
But anyway, this is a combination of LED lighting that is hardwired and solar lighting. One of the things we want to do is the museum building is a national landmark site, which is pretty high up in the historic designation arena, and we'd like to kind of highlight that building down there, but use the reflective light of that to bring lighting into the park. All light is shielded, so it does honor the Dark Skies Initiative that the county supports and that Bisbee is in the process of creating. And I think what's really important for me is living in Old Bisbee and working in Old Bisbee, we also want to put lighting on the crosswalk between the park and the convention center, which I think is one of the most dangerous crosswalks in Old Bisbee. I've run this by, as you can see, an architect and a lighting contractor. I've talked to Robert Smith, and he's run it by different people. I've talked to Dwayne about it, so we've kind of vetted it for you all. I'm sorry you didn't have more time to look at it, but I think it's a really cool design. I don't think it's going to impact the aesthetics of the park. The main lighting feature that Al is proposing are two tall light poles, but they're going to be in between the trees, so you're not going to see them really. So any questions? I think it's a pretty straightforward project, and what we wanted to do is make sure we had the funding so we don't put a burden on public works or anything like that.
I know nothing about lighting, but it seems like a really good idea.
I think by lighting all that we're doing, I think they're called stanchions or something, these little lights at the entrance of every sidewalk entrance in the park. We're moving one of the lights that's in the park to the west side to give more lighting there. We're doing a huge reflective lighting on the building, and we're doing a lighting on the crosswalk. So those are the component pieces.
Yeah, they're beautiful fixtures.
And if I remember correctly, too, I believe they actually used computer programming on their CAD design.
Yes.
To actually see where the warmth and the lighting would actually distribute and try to get as close to an actual distribution of the lighting per whatever's on the actual construction detail.
This picture, I don't know if it shows up as well in black and white, but it shows the reflective lighting and the lighting we're planning really light the front part of the park. And the only parts that are still a little bit aren't as enhanced would be the west corner and then the kind of northeast corner. But the northeast corner, we have Howell Street and the street lights and the lights for the Copperton Hotel.
Is there a problem with vandalism in the park and to the museum?
It is almost non-existent.
That's good.
It was a huge problem beforehand. We had bathrooms.
Yes, the bathroom, men's bathroom was totally destroyed last week.
But when we redid the park, brought all the art in, none of it's been vandalized, but there was that big thing with the bathrooms last week. But prior to that, we really haven't had it.
Yeah, it's, from a public works standpoint, other than the bathrooms, all the art, all the lighting fixtures, everything else that's been installed in Grassy Park has been left untouched.
Very little graffiti. Before, it was a huge problem. I think the drug dealers are pretty much gone. Panhandlers are gone. Kids are playing in the park every day. So our whole goal was to make it back into a community park when we started in the project in 2015. And I think we really succeeded on that. And the goal of the lighting is just to kind of let people use it in the evening but have a more safe and secure environment.
Where are the lights for the crosswalk? Are those going to be like tall or?
It will be a pole light. The fixture that he's recommending is in here, and it will not stretch all the way out across the street to the crosswalk. We're going to be putting it on the in Grassy Park that will do about 2/3 of the crosswalk, but then you have the lighting from the convention center.
Okay.
We don't have the ability or the funds to put huge lighting there, and I've asked the city for years to ask APS to put some lights there because it's such a dangerous crosswalk, but we haven't succeeded on that. So this is Plan B.
Any other questions? Could I have a motion?
Just with the little guy, you showed tripping hazard during.
No, we're gonna put it right up against the, the little fence that was put in the 1906 fence.
Yep.
We're gonna put them right up against that.
Okay.
They're not gonna be stuck out from. And the big tall lights, people just walk into them if they're silly.
That never happens here. Can I have a motion to approve the lighting plan at Grassy Park?
I make a motion that we approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll bring this now to City Council.
Sorry about a year and a half. Wait.
All right, Danielle, would you talk to us about possible park improvements? Please. Oh, we're getting so much good stuff this time. Okay.
This is so formal.
Need a tic tac.
So I have a couple reasons for being here tonight, and I'll just run through them really quickly. So the one reason was I read the article in the paper months ago about this first proposal for the parks in the Upper Vista, and then the pavilion that was supposed to go, that's meant to go in the Lower Pavilion. Vista. And it had a feeling like Andy had maybe presented it like it's our way or the highway.
Well,
and I wanted to be very clear that that's not at all how we operate. So I just wanted to make sure that that was 100% clear moving forward, that, you know, anything that we, you know, propose or we talk about or we brainstorm, we're certainly amenable to adjustments and changes and that kind of thing. Okay? All right. So I just want to bring, it's been a while since we put the pavilion on the agenda. I think Andy did that in the spring of 2018. And so I just wanted to, we didn't get a chance to get to it yet. And so we just wanted you to know that that's still on the books. We're going to be doing that probably when it warms up a little bit in the spring, and we'll get that underway. And I think David had talked about on the drawing, it doesn't really have a step up, a concrete slab on it. That's very clear. And Duane, David said that the city, if we provided the materials, the city could actually do the concrete work.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we can definitely do concrete in-house.
Okay, great. And I think the probably we'll talk with, you know, the professionals, but I don't know if we do the electricity that goes to that space, if we do it under the slab or something, but we can scat in all the lines and everything to do that. So, okay? David, Mayor Smith, pardon me. All right. So do you have any questions about this? I know Sloan and I did not present this. It was Andy. And if you have any questions about it or concerns about it.
Was it David Smith guy that
Ed? Oh, was it? Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. So we're good on that one? Okay.
Yep.
So one of the things that we'd wanted to talk about was, you know, maybe getting some sculpture into the downtown area, but it could go into the Vista area also. Sloan and I have talked about this. And this is a sculptor. His name's Lyman Whitaker, and he does copper sculpture, and it's kinetic. You've probably seen his work in other places. We have a couple of the smaller pieces in the backyard of our home, and they're really lovely. They move just on just a gentle breeze gets them moving. And one of the ideas we'd had was, it seems like a lot of foot traffic stops in the downtown area and doesn't move up towards the courthouse or High Desert Market and that. And we thought it might be an interesting concept to have these sculpture right around that bend at Castle Rock. So when people sort of look down the street, they see this movement and beauty and activity and sort of, you know, kind of pull them up and draw them further up the street, because it looks like the downtown kind of stops there, and it, as we know, it really doesn't. So we thought that might be an interesting thing to do, and we are able to do that. And then one of the other things we talked about is possibly, you know, putting this kind of sculpture, if that's what the city and your committee is interested in, putting it down where the farmer's market is. You know, the pavilion would be on the Rose Garden side, and then these, you know, sculpture and maybe some extra benches. But, you know, I mean, that's what I would hope for your advice on, because that area is pretty congested during the farmer's market, so I don't know how well it would actually fit in there. But anyway, even around Castle Rock, we're not even 100% it could work there, just because I don't know how you get them anchored in that sidewalk. There's not a whole lot of space for the sidewalk and the wash there, so that would be something that would have to be engineered, probably.
Who owns the bit of land that
Oh, I think that's Mr. Cartwright.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it is.
But you're talking about the little bit of, like, the 12 inches between the ditch and the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who owns that?
I would assume that's between the ditch and the sidewalk, that's probably city right away.
Yeah.
But I'd have to take a look at what utilities are there, because there's a lot of utilities that run up that way. You're talking probably fire suppression, Arizona Water, Southwest Gas. Some of that stuff is in the ditch,
mm-hmm.
but at that point, a lot of it's actually in the road as well. We'd have to actually take a look to see what's there. I do, personally, I think you might be right about Lower Vista being too congested for that, especially once people come in for the farmer's market, that's it. I like the idea around going up by Castle Rock. You know, I think we'd have to probably DR, you know, probably DRB.
Yeah.
Just to kind of give, you know. Maybe, well, maybe Arts Commission, and that's, I'd have to look at their charters, you know, because that's the thing too. Yeah. Yeah, if it's not in a park, you know, I'd have to probably talk to, I'd have to look into that. I mean, as much as I'd like to say, well, you know, we can do whatever we want, that's not necessarily the most prudent thing. You know, I like to get the word out.
Sure.
It makes the whole process a lot easier. I'm just not sure which the next step would be. But I think you're right about, because it's almost a dead corner.
Yeah.
Right there. You know, past, you know, right past the Peace Wall, it would be nice to have
something
there to drag people up.
Yeah.
Up towards the Iron Man and the courthouse and everything.
I had to stop someone just on the same subject the other day. I saw them. I was driving down and I saw them coming up and they were there and they kind of just a couple who were coming up to the bottom.
They pretty much stopped.
And they were looking around and looking and obviously saying there's nothing up here.
They stop at the Masonic Lodge, so they wouldn't really even see around the corner because they're not willing to go even that far. I mean, I can see that because it's not a local artist, you know, we'd get, you know, feedback about that.
There's a rumor that he has a house up on Long Tree. I don't know if that's true or not.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, he's a very rich man. And they seem really modern to me, you know, the designs.
Yes,
and they're lovely.
Way better than the ones I don't.
they are copper, which, you know, is appealing for this town. So it's something to
would people steal them?
To think about. They're anchored down. There is no stealing these.
No
They are. It would be a difficult project to steal these.
I'm not saying it's beyond the realm of possibility in this town, but it's going to take a little bit more effort than they're used to.
Yep. So I don't. What is the next step for something like this?
For something like this, you know, I'd have to see. I would suggest, you know, we probably. I'll have to talk to the city manager to see, because we definitely want to have some, you know, whether it's probably with, if we want to do this in Old Bisbee, the new council gets seated the first week, so we have a new council person in Old Bisbee, and it might be beneficial to have them have a ward meeting on this, and then if let, you know, give everybody the chance to discuss it, and we'll take it to the, you know, the committee, DRB, and maybe the Arts Committee, Arts Commission as well, because I believe they are supposed to help with something like this, but I think it'd be best to probably start off with
a council meeting.
Well, with just a ward meeting. Once we get the new council in, we can reach out to the two council people from Old Bisbee and let them. Let them call it, you know, put it on them to do, hey, we're interested in this, and then bring it forth and let, you know.
Okay, that sounds great.
So do we table this then? Is that how we do it?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I would almost say. Yeah,
the
you've already.
The pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a reminder.
You can, I think you can even just say no action because there isn't anything on here to really do in the Vista. Other than something's already been acted on, I would assume you can just, you know, no action was taken. It was just a presentation, you know.
Yeah.
No action was taken.
Okay.
I mean, can we encourage it to go fairly quickly through the other places? I mean, you know, we've just heard Terry say things got forgotten.
Yes, I will promise you that I will push this as quick as we can.
Thanks.
With our workload. I'll send out an email to the mayor and to the city manager, let him know this is what my next suggestion step is, and let this mayor contact the council people, because that's his deal, and then we'll move from there.
Okay.
First meeting in December.
Oh. Sounds good.
So
I just wanted to, you know, get it out there so people know what's going on in our heads. And this, I mean, if if you like the idea of these golf carts, we could put them somewhere else if it's just not feasible in Old Bisbee, especially around that. I mean, if we just can't put them in, you know, there's nothing to do but change our mind about it. So maybe keep it in your mind as for somewhere else, you know, that you might want something like that. So my last point before I zip out of here is, as you know, Sloan and I have been working on parks, helping reinvigorate the parks in Old Bisbee and now the Vista. And I don't know what your plans are. You know, I don't know what's on your wish list. But I would like you to know that we are amenable to any proposal. We are amenable to looking at any proposal you have and seeing if we can help you out also. It's kind of difficult to come up with stuff to do on our own, and then, you know, it's, I think, so far so good, but we're sort of running out of ideas.
Well, the San Jose area definitely needs something, and I think this, you know, that's something that it would be nice to find out from Mayor Smith, too, if what kind of action he's been working on, because I know he's talked to the school board or the district.
We have an agreement, an IGA, with the school for use of the property. Andy had the park staff, now this was, you know, last year, do a estimate of a park in San Jose, and I think it's $200,000-something.
It was a lot, yeah.
It's a lot.
We looked into, he said he wanted a soccer field, and we looked into the price, we're like, oh my.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, I almost suggest that maybe we need to scale. I'm not sure what the direction to staff was. I don't know what Andy told, how big to build it. But I would much rather reevaluate that and see if we can start, see what a smaller plan would be and something that we can build off in the future instead of trying to go big all at once.
Right.
You know.
And see what that neighborhood wants.
Yeah.
And that would be something that I can approach Councilwoman Klein and Councilman Lindstrom about, because and let them see what their interest, you know, ask them to have another board meeting and to see, and then we can move from there and try to get some ideas and some plans. So we're not just stabbing at it in the dark, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
Would this be for the library?
Well,
library?
At that school.
Yes.
So, which is the Terrace School. Yeah, there's basketball courts already, and there's huge fields,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's still some swing structures. Maybe no swings, but... Yeah.
So, and isn't the county doing something here with the walking path? Leslie Johns
just
is
heard
spearheading
about
a walking path with exercise equipment. I think we're going to
help
her with that too. You know, once
right,
we,
and if that could come over to that park,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I guess it was the idea was around the perimeter of Melody Lane and all those offices because of all those people there.
Yeah. I don't think
so. No, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something else. Right, and that seems like that would be a good spot. I don't know. But
I think that's part
that
of Leslie John's proposal was to have the exercise equipment along that walking path. So, no, at in Melody Lane area here.
Because
so
there's so
it's
much
about a
more
mile
room.
And a half, 1.6 miles of walking path.
Socializing.
Yes, it's a sort of social.
But I quite agree. It should be given to Anna Klein and Lindstrom. So, what do they envision rather than just imposing?
For sure. Yeah, one of the things we were a little reluctant to dive in too deep at the school here it would have been anchored in anything. And you know, it's kind of a spread out community out here. And we thought once the library annex was there and they started to do programs there and the kids were coming for that, then it would make more sense for us to invest in that little corner, because then you've got adult supervision and
right.
programs going and you know, that can be run out of that annex for children.
And the school administration has moved back into that school.
Yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
So there's people around.
So that was our thinking, but you know,
yeah.
We're thinking in a void, so you know, we're happy to participate with you.
Wonderful.
Guys.
One thing that I live on the Vista, and I love what you've done.
Uh-huh.
But when it's hot, the equipment gets so hot, kids can't get on it. I don't know if there's any way to consider some type of, like in Phoenix, they have the canvas
yeah.
shade.
So the equipment that we put in actually doesn't get hot. That's created, it's engineered. I mean, that stuff is engineered
yeah.
like you can't believe. But the old stuff, for sure, I'm
right.
sure it is getting hot. So,
yeah.
So you're considering a canopy over the older stuff? Or
yeah, I think that would be something that would allow it to be used more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, in Old Bisbee, the old stuff was removed when we put...
There's still two pieces
two
there.
Pieces.
Yeah, small, just small pieces.
Small pieces.
Yeah.
In Vista, even the older stuff, I believe, is still poly. I don't think it's metal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not necessarily sure if that gets...
That, yeah, the slide part of it, and I think there's a little bit of metal on it.
Yeah.
There's that yellow thing that's
oh yeah.
Metal.
It's
yeah.
metal. I'd have to go put my hands on it.
Yeah.
not tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
Well, I'm open to any proposal you have, giving it a listen and seeing if it's, you know, if we can partner with you guys to do anything, we'd be happy to do that. So
that
yeah.
seems like a good direction to go.
Awesome.
Yeah. I just have a quick question. Have you seen the two trees that we planted?
Yeah. We drove by the other day.
How are they doing? I haven't been by.
They
seem pretty tall and spindly.
I know. They were. I was praying for them this last couple of days.
They're not supported?
They're supported, yeah.
Okay.
They're beautifully supported, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they've
good.
Got the plastic, black plastic bit on it to keep it, make sure nothing shears into it, I believe.
Yeah,
that's
and there's new irrigation, and they should grow really fast.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, that old tree was just old and
yeah. So hopefully
half,
it'll give some
done.
Shade and
yeah,
make the
vegetable be
court better. So
and that's something to talk about too. Perhaps you know instead of putting the shade cloth or some sort of canopy over that equipment, is maybe grow some trees so that it creates mm-hmm. a canopy over that equipment,
yeah.
and that might be the better
way.
Okay, great.
But that's our discussion point number 2B.
Yeah. All right, good.
Thank you.
Any questions for me? Any concerns, anything?
I really like this idea. Up at Castle Rock. I think it's
yeah.
if we can get it, I think it would look really awesome.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Duane, there's a way to anchor them to the side of the wash.
That will take more engineering than it's not too difficult to do the initial survey.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can call in the blue stick and find out what's there.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start messing with the actual walls of the wash, that opens up a can of worms that
okay, let's not open up
yeah.
cans of worms. It's not worth it. Awesome. All right, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Daniel.
Okay. Well, now discussion 2 is now 3. Okay, this is my wish list, and I've just added a whole bunch of other things, but just questions. Did you ever look at the traffic pattern that goes around those trees and right in front of the pool?
Yeah. Oh, I've been looking at it. I've had other staff look at it. I'm not sure what...
A bump.
Well, the issue I have with the... We don't like putting speed bumps in anyways, but
okay.
if we put in a bump there... And somebody does take it too quick, I suspect they're going to end up losing control
Okay, then what about just cutting off that circle? Because, I mean, the minute, I'd say the day you put in the new pea gravel last spring, five, 10 cars came in.
I'll have to look at that to see, because I also don't want to call it, when it is packed during the pool, I don't want to cause such a traffic jam up there. Because people tend, we'll just have to look at it and see. The issue is, whatever.
It's unsafe. It is unsafe.
I understand, but whatever we, you know, there's not much, unfortunately, we can do to, just like we can put up signs to say, don't do this. And a bump's not, yeah, and that's.
These are young men in, you know, goofy little cars. And then right as the pool was closing, they did the same, and they sprayed so much pea gravel into the entrance of the, you know, that it was a trip, not a tripping, a falling hazard.
I would also, we might be able to, I'm a proponent of catching the people. I've already had discussions with the police chief.
We've talked to a couple of the young men.
Yeah. Well, when a police officer, and because I've had these discussions about other issues that have not been taken care of, and I have been told by the police chief that if I get, on these other issues, if I get license plates, he will take care of it, because we also have problems with illegal dumping and other things in town.
Yeah, okay.
I could probably get a trail cam. That's my only, and that's the thing, I want to do that anyways there, because we still get people breaking into the pool.
Yeah.
And those are some of the things I am working on. My priority list right now, it's not necessarily at the top. So there's been a lot of catch up the past 4 months. There's a few areas in town where I put a trail cam to catch some things that are going on. But that was actually my thought for the pool anyways, because I can put one at the entrance of the pool and hide it so that no one will know. And that's all we have to do. All you have to do is catch somebody once, and then word tends to get out pretty quick.
Yeah, good. Okay. The last time I talked to Tom, when he was planting those two new trees by the bocce ball court, he said that you didn't need any more trees, and I just can't imagine that you don't need any more trees. The bloomers are anxious to donate many trees, and so if there's, you know, I think there's a couple spots in the vista for sure that, you know, died. If you would, like, you know, if you want more trees, we can buy them. Okay, so then.
Excuse me, particularly the bocce ball, right?
Well, we've put two there already.
But is that enough?
I don't know. I don't play bocce ball. But we did put them on the south side, so that would be a good shade for winter. So, yeah, suggestions for more trees, right? We could do, I think there's one on the west side that looks pretty well developed, but maybe some east side trees. And I know they extended the irrigation, so maybe that wouldn't be so hard to add a couple more. Okay, so that's B. So can I add a few more things, even though? Okay. So the hospital, you know that the hospital has offered something like $20,000 or $30,000, wasn't it something like that, Peyton, for this fitness course?
Oh, okay, that was with the previous CEO, Jim Dixon.
Oh.
I have not heard anything else about that. There's a new CEO at the hospital. The hospital, I'm not saying that they don't have that, but I have not heard, no one with any authority has told me of anything.
So
I've heard a lot of rumors.
Is this something that I, as a chair of the Parks and Rec, could ask them if it still, still goes? Or?
Yeah, I don't, who, did this come from Councilman Lindstrom, or?
Oh, right, he tried to have a couple meetings.
And that's, or maybe, I would also suggest that you reach out to the councilwoman to to Joan, and
okay.
she because usually that's typically a mayoral type thing, and you know, especially as they develop the these relationships, that's kind of you put it off on them, and you just to see, because I don't know the status of it. It's just another thing I heard rumors on, but I never heard anything concrete.
Okay, because you're right, that's something that. You know, I brought this picture of this wonderful piece of equipment to Andy before the city hall burned, of a piece that really does bring people together rather than, you know, all around a fitness center. Okay.
So you are going to call?
No.
You are going to speak to
Joan? And maybe David Smith too? Yeah, she works at Melody Lane.
I do know there's a lot of these type of health grants out there, and I know that the hospital has donations towards health. That is required. That is the way they operate. I've been told that by board members, but about the specifics of it, I'm not sure. You know, and I don't. You know, I can't speak to what actually was said or promised, because I wasn't there, and I haven't seen other, or all I've heard are secondhand, thirdhand rumors about it.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe we can resurrect it with Joan and David Smith. Okay, the flute player, is that Joan?
Actually, yes, right now everybody in streets is hunting. It's that time of year.
Hunting animals.
We were able to find the footprint, and all the information for it disappeared, and we found it again. It is on the list of things for the street staff to do, but they also have a lot of other work. So they are doing it, and it's on their schedule. I'm just not sure when they're going to do it.
Yeah, it's sad because we really dropped the ball on that.
I completely agree. It should have been done some time ago, but... You know,
we
only have one labor force, and they're tied up.
With the woman who was making the donation.
I saw her the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
To make sure.
And that's the thing is, you know, I've got to be able to get the staff to have the time to do this, you know, and that's very difficult right now with the workload that everyone has.
Too bad we can't hire more people. Anyway, so I just read a book by a botanist, Lab Girl, and she said that all trees need to be pruned, need to be cut back. And I was sitting across from Grassy Park today, and I feel like some of those trees, they look wonderful, but they're really being tossed around by the wind because they haven't been pruned, and they're getting a couple of them are getting a little bit leggy. So that's a springtime thing.
I know right now they're overseeding for winter. They have schedules when they prune, and
okay.
You know, I just kind of let them do that.
Okay. And what is Tom really retiring?
Yes, he is.
December?
That's my understanding, December.
Okay, that's, anybody else have a wish list for the parks? That's my thing. Ace.
Oh, the bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, we try to buy them through Ace because they'll deliver them to Bisbee. We can pay for them and pay sales tax, and then you'll deliver it to the Bisbee one. Yeah. And then somebody picks them up and plants them for us. Okay. Discussion of Parks and Recreation Committee involvement in the return of the turkey vulture song. So this is Cato's thing. It's the second weekend in March. Usually like the 10th or something like that. She's done it the last 2 years pretty much on her own with a couple people helping her. I'm not sure exactly what to say, but she would like us to help out during the event.
interest in helping out with that? Because it, well, anyway, the money goes to the pool for the turkey vulture.
I personally will be out of town.
It's always during my wife's spring break.
Right, it's the Festival of Books weekend. Okay.
On the other hand, I am totally afraid that twice, I don't know if two of them, and the weekend after, I think one was on a Sunday afternoon, and I was out gardening and looked up, and there they all were, all the vultures, and they were doing at the top of Tombstone Canyon, they were doing a we're back, and then that was 2 years ago, and last year, the weekend after. So I think it's timed magnificently, and if it brings people into the town, I think it's probably worth it. But as I say, the idea of volunteering for it is not my thing.
She had a dance last, she made $1,000, cleared $1,000 after paying the musicians and, this and that for the Kilimanjaro. And so that went toward pool staffing this year. Well, she put a lot of her own money into it and then took it back. Yeah, and then she made up a little brochure that's been selling really well. Yeah. And Mary Ann Hansen donated her time to stuff. Okay. All right. Not much interest. Discussion and possible approval of Christmas on the Vista.
I live on the Vista, and my understanding is that in 2019, when they do the tour of homes, it's going to be in Warren. And I would like to get some things going on during the month of December to bring people into the park. A lot of the homes are going to start celebrating their centennial. Our house will be 100 years old in 2019. And we would like to do some things. And I was thinking, we've only lived here a little over a year. And last year, not a lot of houses on the Vista decorated their yards or whatever. And I don't know if we can do something where we can encourage people to get involved, decorate their homes. I don't know if we could offer prizes, but even some people, just if we had a little sign made for different categories, pride of ownership, would love to have that hanging in front of their home, maybe on their fence. But anyway, maybe do some type of a decorating contest for the exteriors of the homes on the Vista. And in Germany, they have Christkindlmarkt, the Christmas markets. And I was thinking how neat it would be if in the evenings, the 3 weekends, I wouldn't try to do anything Thanksgiving weekend, but then the next 3 weekends where we have the farmers market, let people come in, maybe have some food vendors, encourage people to come in and bring things that they could sell that are Christmas related or Christmas gifts, that sort of thing. People who do small things like Christmas ornaments and that thing. Unfortunately, a lot of the craft bazaars charge so much that it's not really cost effective for them to try to participate. So I don't know if even we would need to charge a fee.
We're supposed to, but it's $4.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's very, very low.
Okay, well that would be great. I wasn't sure how much that was. But, I think if we got the word out soon enough, I really think that we could have a really good turnout. And then our new Ramada, so excited that we're going to have that, and I think it would be neat to let different music groups come. We could sign them up in advance and just play Christmas music, whether we have local groups or instrumentalists or whatever. And I think, I just feel like it would be a neat way to bring the community together over the holidays.
Do you have a Vista Neighborhood Association?
We don't, as far as I know. I know we're trying to get like a neighborhood watch type thing started, but pulling things together, but as far as I know, there's nothing there now.
Seems like that'd be a good way to start, as far as getting people to decorate, because, you know, like the city, make some do it or something like that, they might be more resistant, but it is a neat idea.
When we came here, and the reason we moved is because we were doing the Lavender Jeep tour. It stopped in front of the home that we now own, and I love old homes, and I fell in love with home, and that's the reason we moved to Bisbee. And over the course of the weekend, we looked at our home 3 times, and one thing we did is we came back after dark, because we wanted to see what the neighborhood was like when the lights went down. And they were showing a movie in the park, and that sold it to us. That we were both raised in small towns, we've lived all over the world, and it was just like, this is just the neatest town. And so that's why I kind of wanted to push this to encourage more. Maybe, I don't know, even one night, instead of music, we could do a family movie in the park. It's something that if we decided that we wanted to support, we need to work on it now.
So are you seeing this as a Parks and Rec Committee project or a city
mm-hmm.
project?
I would be more than happy to work and help organize it and lead it. But I just feel like it's something that I think it would be well received if we get the word out.
Why would it have to be a city thing? Why would it not be a just a homeowner's thing?
Well, I just assumed since we would be using all the facilities that we would want to include the city in it, if we're going to do the market, the Christmas market.
I was just thinking of the people decorating their homes, which
yeah.
would be
right.
I mean, maybe this would help with the printing of something to hang on everyone's
mm-hmm.
fence.
Right, it comes up, you know, like 2 weeks after the Festival of Lights, which is a huge city, which was supposed to be on the agenda.
Yeah.
And there are, aren't there a couple of churches in Warren that do a crafts fair? For Christmas, maybe they don't wait that. Maybe they've already had it. Maybe this is too late. But I know St. Pat's does a Christmas market.
I don't think Deborah is suggesting it for this year.
No.
Right, but
for
we always have, St. Pat's always has that. The Trinity Church or Methodist Church always has their, that's what I'm saying. They might be, you know, interested in, you know, setting up in the Vista rather than in your churches and being, you know, part of it too. But also the, yeah, I'm just saying the Festival of Lights is not going to go away, right, Dwayne?
What, the Festival of Lights?
Yeah.
No, but we're reevaluating it to see for next year. And I'll have some comments and staff comments about some things that we're realizing. Public Works.
Okay.
one benefit of doing something like this in the park. I did attend one of the craft bazaars last year, and it was in a basement, and it was crowded. It was a waste of my time to go, to be honest, because there was no room for anything. If we did the Christmas market, there's room for people to spread out. Obviously, like I said, I'm sure we could get food vendors to come and do things.
So you don't want to do this, is it the 7th, or these aren't Saturdays?
They are Saturday evenings.
Oh, evenings, okay.
Yeah,
cold.
From 6 to 8.
Cold. Right, but just because it's pretty at night with the lights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, people would, I think, you know, if we could get people on the Vista to decorate, that's going to be something else to bring people in that they want to come see the lights. And if there's something in the park to do, they're more likely to stay. and the parking's better.
Much easier.
Yeah. I think it's a lovely idea. I don't like myself to say this, but pushing it further down for a decision. But if it's something we should discuss a couple of times, and after you maybe talk to a couple of people on the Vista and see if there's
interest.
If there's interest
in the neighborhood,
so if we have interest on the lighting thing, then we could maybe get parts of our work.
Well, you just use the lower Vista just like the farmer's market does, right?
Mm-hmm. And with the new Ramada being there, again, you know, if we have music or whatever, people who are enjoying the booths set up at the farmer's market, you know, they're going to get to hear the music and it's a happy time.
I mean, would the church be interested in fielding their choir?
No, that might be.
I mean,
make sure we're not conflicting with any of their.
Yeah,
exactly.
That way, everyone will be.
They could regard it as practice for their own thing.
Yeah, or have their thing. Yeah, so would you be willing to, you know, look into a Vista Neighborhood Association or something like that, and then contact some of the churches that do Christmas stuff and see, you know, what they think of the idea? Because, you know, it's a lot of work. You know, it would be a lot of work, I think. We need lots and lots of people, and, you know, the other four of us all live in Old Bisbee. And festival lights is our thing. But let's talk about this. I mean, even the next meeting, because you'll have seen the Christmas season go through and how, you know, see it in a different way. And then let's talk about it on the next.
I did incidentally speak to, I was having a conversation with Jan Baldwin the other day, who lives.
Speak into your microphone, please.
Jan lives on the Vista, kind of opposite where the upper the kiddies playground is.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't really aware of the Parks and Rec Committee, and I said,
I've asked her to be on it.
You're kidding me?
Yes.
Oh. Because, okay. I said, just supposing a spot comes open, would you be interested so that we have someone on the Vista? This was before you came in, so we now have a representative. And she said, yeah, okay. So, I guess you're it.
Okay.
Well, and that's why, I mean, I'm looking at a year out now, you know, because there I understand.
places, and, you know, that would certainly help. So let's put it on the next agenda as an item and see where we go from here. So I didn't look at the agenda very carefully, evidently, because there's two things that are missing. So can I just bring those up during my member comments?
You can bring them up, but we cannot discuss them, because that's a violation of open meeting law.
Okay, so I have an extra, the open meeting law, I thought we needed to look at just a little bit more. I mean, we all got a copy of it and read it, but, so, that was something that should have been at the beginning of this meeting. When we're making a motion, I guess we need to say our name so that, because that's one of these things. A record of how each member voted on each legal action, including the names of each member of a public body who proposes motion, so that, is Lorena still doing minutes?
I believe so. What I've been doing is the one action that you actually voted on, the one item, I did put down. I did just, because we don't, the committees and commissions aren't required to do minutes, just action agendas.
Oh, okay.
Because that's, my understanding is to do minutes is, I think they're only required to do action agendas. So that's what Lorena does, is this is how it was voted. You know, she doesn't go word for word for word on everything. But there is record of who made the motion and if, you know, in the vote.
You're doing that? So we...
Well, I didn't know who else was going to, so I made sure I did.
Okay, so, but we could get into the habit if we're making a motion to say our names? Is that, sounds like that's what they want us to do.
Well, I think the only record required is the written record. We are required by city code and maybe perhaps city charter to videotape or to actually audio each meeting.
Right.
But the actual official record is the written record. So.
And you're taking a written record? Oh.
Yep.
And then, are we supposed to get an action agenda at the from the last meeting?
She was supposed to. There's a time limit. The action agenda gets sent rather quickly to Nina. It's supposed to, or to Ashley, to the clerk's office. As far as like voting on minutes or past action agendas, that usually go a couple meetings, and then especially since I think this is only a quarterly meeting, you're probably in a couple halfway through the year you'll get a pack and say that, you know, these things are for vote on approval.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, so anyway, only the Attorney General can commence legal action against an individual. So we do have to be careful. They're talking about knowingly violating the open meeting laws. Oh, okay. But now, the second violation is up to $2,000.
And the city, at one point, the city would cover, our insurance would cover that fine. However, with the changes in the law, the individual who violated the law is responsible to pay the law.
Okay. Now we know. And I guess after last year's Festival of Lights, Andy really wanted a commitment from us to help with the Festival of Lights. Do you want to talk about that now, or do you want to wait?
I'll wait till my comments, just because
okay.
I have some pretty general comments
okay.
About a lot of these things.
So there's nothing listed under old business? Is there any old business? So member comments? I was going to bring up the county walkway on Melody Lane and with the hospital work on that. So that's something that we already talked about. That's all I have to say. Any other members needing to comment?
Well, my comments were going to be the Festival of Lights. What are we needed to do? I was
the rule, because a casual person coming in off the street saying, yeah, I'll help move those mics, I'll help, you know, it's very helpful, and they are helping, and that's what is needed, but if they have to do it beforehand, et cetera, they don't know what they've been doing on that night. You get my drift.
I can't really discuss. I'll explain it in staff comments, because that's if you have a discussion during comments, that does not afford the public the privilege of speaking on it, and that's where you get the violation. It's really touchy, those things. I've been to enough council meetings and seen enough people told no, you can't talk that. I'll discuss it during my comments. I'll answer your question.
So wait, I should not have brought it up.
No, you can bring it up. However, you can't have a discussion between members unless they've actually been placed on the agenda specifically.
And you can't respond necessarily to member comments?
No, that is my and I'll double check that. I'm not a voting member, but I would much rather be safe than sorry on this one.
Okay, Debbie, any other comments? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Dwayne.
I have a few. Firstly, I don't know if you saw the announcement. All park bathrooms are now being closed at 8 p.m. Because of vandalism. There's been a lot of great ideas, and I'm not going to do that. I cannot put up cameras everywhere. To catch somebody after they've broken a bathroom. We've had the doors ripped off of Gore Park. Someone set fire a few weeks ago to the one at City Park. Just a week ago, somebody smashed the interior of the men's bathroom at Grassy Park. I'm just locking in at 8 p.m. If there's a special event, I'm going to make sure that we have that part of the permit process has the extra cost of having somebody come back out to lock that up. But we are locking all bathrooms now at 8 p.m. every night citywide, give or take. You know, because of the vandalism. It's easier, to be frank, it's easier to clean poop off a sidewalk than it is to keep on replacing fixtures or removing needles from toilets or all the other things we've had to do.
Yeah.
And that's just the nature of the beast right now. We've given everyone the opportunity, and over the past year or two, they've escalated. There's still been, throughout the year, there's been a little bit of here and there, and it's escalated. I cannot waste the city's money that way. It wasn't a very difficult decision for me to make. It's, you know, as much as we have people camping out in bathrooms now as well, two or three people at a time, and that's not what the intent is. Also, there's been some discussion, especially with the Festival Lights, on what the mission of Public Works is. I'm going to have to wait until we get a Public Works director, but we need to change something up, and we have some decisions to make, because there's so much time devoted to special events, and we need to figure something else out, because there are a lot of things that we do that have been done for a couple of years that probably shouldn't be done, and we need to reevaluate that, whether it's the volunteer corps. In fact, they are making an upcoming change to the personnel rules and regulations that deals with volunteers. The reason why we have to vet them as an employee is because of insurance coverage. Because if they get hurt or they hurt somebody or something, they need to be covered. And since we're going to require anyone who works at the library or in parks or anywhere there's children to come with a background check, for specific things, we need to do that as well. That's the only way we can protect the people in the town and the city. Watching how much work we have to put in to some of these special events, you know, we have people working weekends doing these things, and I don't necessarily know I'm not sure what to do. We have a new council person coming on from Warren, who has a lot of experience in recreation and parks, and when she is seated, I'm going to sit down with her and see if she has any ideas. if Joni has any ideas, because frankly, I think we can do this better. I've been seeing them, just seeing what's been going on, and we go from, as soon as the 4th of July is done, we have to ramp up and start working for Festival Lights, and that's just, that seems like a lot of work, and honestly, I think maybe we need to tone back the Festival Lights, the prizes a little bit. I don't see why we're not just giving out candy and trinkets instead of some of the things that have historic, you know, bicycles and tablets. I just think it's out of hand. But that's a staff thing that it was too late in the year to change that this year. But I just want you, because I want advice from the Parks and Rec Committee on how we do this, because it's getting very difficult for staff to do this in-house, and I'm not sure how to do it yet. I'm going to reevaluate. We're going to work on it after the new year. We just need to come up with a better way of running these events, because this is, I don't, other towns, and granted they are bigger, they have rec staff. They have actual recreation staff, and we don't have that here. And, you know, putting all of it on a few parks people or the administrative assistants in the office to try to get all this stuff pushed through when we have a lot of other work that gets done. And then, you know, I don't know. We need to come up with an idea, and I'm right now, whatever we can figure out, we cannot hire more staff for it. You know, we're bare bones, and I'm trying to alleviate the amount of work, not add to it. So that is something for you. I would love for you, for the committee to start thinking on as we go through the new year coming up. And yes, and that Tom is retiring in December. I've asked him 5 times. He said he is. So we will be hiring a full-time parks to replace Tom. And we will, you know, that's a staff decision. And we'll take a look at that and see what the future holds. And I think that is it for me.
Thank you.
Yep.
The Christmas tree on Bucky O'Neill Hill looks wonderful from my window. Yeah, I noticed it last night. Before, yeah, beautiful, great colors. All right, we're ready for adjournment.
So wait a minute.
Okay.
The things that Dwayne has brought up, it would be wonderful if we could think about how to do this. The rec committee to do this rather than the city staff, etc. And he said it would be wonderful if you think about it. He's asking to ask Julian and that. When do we think about it? Does it go on the
next agenda? I think it should, yeah.
Okay.
So I have Christmas on the Vista and Festival of Lights for the next agenda. Church of Vultures. Well, let's see. I'm not sure. We might not have a meeting before. Yeah, okay. So, Turkey Vulture. Any other suggestions for next agenda?
I think slowly. So, I mean, if I look at all the things we've discussed and come up with it, there is time to get it.
Right. And, you know, like the San Jose Park would be, you know, to find out more about that. Okay. It's a good start.
I was going to suggest that we discuss ways to create a volunteer pool.
And that's something I know I think the city manager is trying to create a volunteer pool, right?
Yes.
But I don't know how specific it is to different events or jobs. I know he wants help within City Hall, but
it's
right.
The Honor Society kids are required to do school service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why it's hard to get them for the 4th of July, because they're not in school. All right. Anything else? Any other further discussion?